Birdland Today, your daily dose of Orioles talk.
Hey guys, welcome to Birdland Today for Tuesday, March 25th. Look at that, I'm doing an intro before just talking about the team this time. Anyway, make sure you're subscribed to the newsletter at birdlandtoday.com, as well as the podcast, giving it 5 stars in all your podcast apps. Tell your friends, the season is right upon us. We are 2 days, 3 days, depending on how you count. This Thursday afternoon, the Orioles start their season. And as I mentioned before, I'm going to be live on YouTube over at Birdland Sports. I'll, of course, share it on Twitter and Facebook as well. So follow me in all those places as we have a little post-game show after that first game. I want to hear from you guys. I want to see what you think about this first game, because I'm sure, just like me, you are extremely excited now that the season is here. Isn't it funny how we all get excited for spring training and how quickly spring training wears, where it's like, all right, I've seen it. Now let me get to the real games. All right, let's go. Time to go. Everyone's healthy. They all look good. They're all in orange. Let's play the games that matter. At least that's how I am. A little impatient. Spring training is exciting, and then it's impatient. But the season's here, and yesterday I was on the phone. And you know what? I should. I was on the phone with Jacob Meyer from the Baltimore Sun. And he was asking me, I assume I'm going to be mentioned in an article today or tomorrow or sometime. But his question to me is, should the Orioles have done more this offseason? And more than that, why is everyone so pessimistic as a fan base? Why are we pessimistic going into this season? And I had to tell him, I'm not pessimistic. So I thought about it. And why are we pessimistic? I think it's an age thing. I think many of you that are more pessimistic are younger than me. That you weren't a passionate bleeding orange Orioles fan during the 14 losing seasons. You weren't a diehard Orioles fan in the 90s when Peter Angelos threw so much money at this team to still not win a championship, a World Series, even much of a playoff push. I think maybe this fan base got on board, if not the past couple years, right during the rebuild, or maybe you got on board during the Manny Machado time, the early 2010s, 2012, 2016, 2018. I mean, it's been pretty fun to be an Oriole fan the past 15 years. And that's before that, we had 14 years that were not fun to be an Oriole fan, where every year we hoped for the cavalry and we convinced ourselves that the cavalry would save us. And they never did. They always were disappointments. They always went to other teams like Jake Arrieta and performed better. So there's no pessimism from me going into this season. And there's no reason to be pessimistic. What could I be pessimistic about? We didn't sign Corbin Burns. Okay, but as a dad, I would have made the same choice Corbin Burns made to stay in Arizona. And we made him an offer. We could have re-signed Anthony Santander. No. It was very clear when this last season that he was not part of the future. And I think with Tyler O'Neill, we will replace those numbers no problem at a much cheaper price. We could have went out and signed a big league pitcher. We could have signed an ace. We could. But that would have been a multi-year deal. You're not going to sign an ace on a one-year deal. And do you really want to lock a guy up for multi-years when we have a future of Grace Rodriguez and Kyle Bradish and Tyler Wells and Cade Povich is looking promising? Not to mention that we already have Zach Eflin and Segura. How would an ace... Yeah, right now an ace would look great because Grayson's hurt, Kyle's hurt, Tyler's hurt. But how would this ace look next year, year after? Yeah, he'd be great. He'd be at the top of our rotation. But that's a lot of money spent when, hey, O's fans, what are we asking for? What are we going to be asking for? Re-sign Gunner. Re-sign Adley. Extend these guys, which means you have to be wise about your money so that you can then spend money. Gunnar Henderson is projected to get over $700 million. That money's got to come from somewhere. I know the argument. I know people that think, well, the Orioles have Dave Rubenstein needs to be just like Steve Cohen or be like the Dodgers or the Yankees and just spend, spend, spend. Well, look how that's working out for the Mets. It's not. You can't spend your way. We tried it in the 90s. You can't spend your way to a championship. Instead, you have to look at this team. And there's so much to be excited about this team. Last year, we won 91 games, I believe, off the top of my head. My prediction this year is 92, 93 wins. I think I'm going to go. We have our bold prediction episode tonight at 8:30 over at Session 336. We'll be live streaming it if you want to check it out. But I think I'm leaning towards 92 wins. I am tempted to push that up to 94. But I think I'm going to land on 92 wins, which is a slight increase from last year. Why? Because I thought the team was good last year. And let's take a look at last year's team versus this year's team. We don't have Corbin Burns. That's okay. We don't have Santander. Well, I already mentioned we replaced all his power with Tyler O'Neill. So what did we replace Corbin Burns with? Well, if we look at last year's rotation, what did we add? We added Tamioku Seguna. I legit think this guy has a shot at Rookie of the Year. He looked outstanding in Sarasota. If that's truly the transition he's making to the majors, then that's outstanding. We added Kyle Gibson. When you have guys like Zach Eflin, Kyle Gibson, and Charlie Morton, guys that keep you in games through six innings, that shortens the games for their bullpen. We have a bullpen that seems that it's going to be better than last year. Why? Because Felix Bautista is out there. We have an offense that on paper is one of the best offenses in baseball. Check out that lineup. Is it going to be better than last year? Yeah. How do I know? Well, let's look. Let's look at Ryan Mountcastle. Look at how his numbers have gone down in the past 3 years. What changed the past 3 years? Oh yeah, the wall. So now we bring the wall forward. What that means, Ryan doesn't have to try to adjust his swing to avoid the wall like he has been doing. So we're going to see not only more home runs, but more base hits and a better batting average from Ryan Mountcastle. Let's look at Jackson Holliday, who was a below average ball player yet last year. Yet he's supposed to be a star. So clearly, he can only go up, right? So we're going to see things from Jackson Holliday that we didn't see yet last year. I know Gunner's starting the season hurt. That's all right. Give him 2 weeks, let him come back healthy, and let him make a push to be in the MVP talks once again. Adley Rutschman. His stats were average last year, but the eye test, he didn't pass. He looked out of shape. He didn't look great. He came in to Sarasota looking a lot better. Let's see those numbers translate. Let's see him show us that he's an all-star. Show us that he's a perennial all-star. His numbers are going to go up. I mentioned Bautista already in the bullpen. But I'm talking offense. Colton Cowser was kind of up and down. But that's to be expected. He's a young guy. Let's see him build on that this year. Cedric Mullins, this is interesting for Cedric Mullins because it's a contract year for Cedric, but I also feel like if he doesn't perform, we're going to see a platoon from him. We're going to see more of Colton in center field and platoon because we've got guys that we need to get on the field like Tyler O'Neill, like Heston Kerstedt. These are guys that you want to see in your lineup. Coby Mayo, when he gets things together, they're going to want to bring up. Have I even mentioned depth? The depth that this team has with Kerstedt, Mayo, Mechien. We've got depth. The fact that we're going into this season starting with Kyle Gibson staying in Sarasota to get in shape. They're looking at a few weeks for him before he's ready. That means depth. That means Cade Povich, Dean Kramer, one of them will move to the pen, and the other continue the rotation. There is so much to be excited for about this team, and so many reasons for this team to be better this year than they were last year. 2023, they showed up in the playoffs, didn't perform. 2024, they showed up in the playoffs and didn't perform. Let's look where were the struggles in the playoffs. I should probably just save this for another episode, but let's get it in right now. 2023, we were inexperienced. Adley Rutschman, Gunnar Henderson, Grayson Rodriguez, they'd never been to postseason. And Kyle Bradish did great in game one, but Kramer struggled game two, or I guess that would be game three. The bullpen was worn down, and Felix Bautista was out with an injury. So when the bats went cold, as they did, the pitching wasn't there to save them. In 2024, the Astros were hot coming in. And we had injuries. We had Kyle Bradish injured. We had John Means injured. We had Jackson Holliday struggling. We put him in the postseason, and he sucked. Let's hope that postseason experience of Jackson last year pays off for this year. And again, the home runs dried up. So going into 2025, how do we make a difference in the playoffs? We stay healthy. And we let those young guys of Adley, Gunnar, Jackson Holliday, Grayson Rodriguez show up. We get Kyle Bradish back in July with a fresh arm to push us into that playoffs. There's plenty to be excited about. Stop being negative just because we didn't outspend the Yankees or the Dodgers or the Mets or the Red Sox. Whoever you are comparing us to, stop it. Stop comparing and just look at the Orioles. Get excited and watch the Orioles starting this Thursday in Toronto and watch the baseball world start to talk about the Baltimore Orioles. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.